This is KOOP, HD1, HD3 Hornsby, and this is The Pilot Show.
This is April Sullivan, and we're here on the Community Pilot Show. From the community, I'm the Artworks Director with VSA Texas, and with me I have Danae Johnson from Texas Folk Life. Hi, Danae.
Hi, April. Yes, my name is Danae Johnson, and I am the Stories Deep in the Heart Program Director at Texas Folk Life.
Great. And Greg invited us today to talk about a project that we're working on. So first, VSA Texas, we're an arts organization based here in Austin, but we serve the state as much as possible, working with people with disabilities, with veterans in the arts, trying to create an inclusive community of arts for people with disabilities. So we offer programs like writing classes for veterans, art exhibits for people with disabilities, classes, that sort of thing. We're doing a stand-up for mental health class right now where we're going to have a comedy show. So that's kind of the basic of what we do. We've been doing veteran programs since 2009 and just received funding from the National Endowments for the Art Creative Forces Initiative to do a project specifically for that. And then so did Texas Folk Life. So we're kind of partnering on this. So tell us about Texas Folk Life.
Yes, Texas Folk Life is also a statewide organization, arts organization, covering a broad range of arts, particularly culture and traditions in Texas. There are many programs within Texas Folk Life. There is an apprenticeship program where they partner people, craft makers, with other craft makers. There are also big festivals such as the Big Squeeze and a big youth accordion festival competition. So there is a huge range of projects and festivals and events at Texas Folk Life. And for me, I'm doing the Stories Deep in the Heart programming, and that is a program to teach audio documentary training to community members, students within the school district, as well as any partnering organizations such as a variety of nonprofit organizations. And for us, within the audio documentary storytelling workshops we do, it can be very segmented populations, such as the veterans organizations that we're doing now. There's just a big range of who we can cover, and sometimes we are very specific, sometimes broad. But this is our first time directly working with veterans and service members in Texas for this specific grant that we got and that VSA got as well.
Yeah, so this is really our first time partnering with Texas Folk Life, which has been very enjoyable since we're both kind of similar statewide organizations, but small staff working in Austin trying to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
The funding is from the National Endowment for the Arts Creative Forces Initiative. And so this program is in partnership with the U.S. Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs, and also with state and local arts agencies. So we've done a lot of work with the Texas Commission on the Arts to get this program going. And so it's all across the country, and it's focused specifically on the military communities. So there's several sites, Fort Hood being the one here in Texas up in Killeen, and that's the location we've both been working with. And then there's also Fort Carson in Colorado. We've got Madigan Army Medical Center in Tacoma, Washington, the National Intrepid Center in Bethesda, Maryland, and several more, Florida, California. There's just sites all over that are doing projects right now, the same time as us. And the focus is on kind of the need that we have found, that the creative forces and the NEA have found, that there are more than 500,000 men and women in our armed forces who are living with traumatic brain injury and PTSD, post-traumatic stress, and that those can lead to suicide, and only half of the service members and veterans needing treatment are pursuing care. So our initiative is to use the arts to assist in that care, to go from clinical to community is kind of the project. To engage veterans and service members in the community beyond just the clinical treatment that they might be getting for their TBI or PTSD, and using the arts such as writing, in our case, or audio engineering, mm-hmm. in Texas Folks Life's case. So we wanted to talk a little bit about the different projects that we're doing. For VSA Texas, we've been doing writing classes with veterans, and we've been doing those in Austin for quite a while now, but we've expanded through this funding to do the projects in Fort Hood and also to and also in Temple, which is kind of close to Fort Hood, just farther up I-35. We're just trying to expand beyond Austin, closer to the community of veterans. And our classes have been held at the Cultural Activity Center in Temple, which has been a great partner for both of our projects, and also on the base at Fort Hood, which we're lucky enough to have a music therapist and an art therapist on the base who are helpful in working with us and sending us some of their veterans that they're working with and some of their active duty military that they're working with, and suggesting, hey, you need to maybe try this project outside of the base and try to help them get out into the community a little more. So our writing classes, we've done some 8-week writing classes in fiction, nonfiction, poetry. We've done a few short, a couple week writing classes where we do some journal making, doing a little visual art with that, and then writing in the journal, some journal writing, and a few 4-week classes. We're just trying different things, and we're also trying to work with spouses, which is a new population for us. So tell us about the classes you guys are doing.
Yeah, so we're doing workshops that are outside of those more traditional sites where you might meet service members or veterans. And we are doing ours at either our gallery at Texas Folklife, which is an open space that has art on the walls and everything, and it's we organize it to be workshop style. And then we're also doing one in Temple pretty soon. And it also is going to be more of an open-to-the-public type of facility. So there's no, I would say, gatekeeping at these workshops. They are open to the public as long as you are a veteran or service member, active or inactive, and as well as families. So we have been working on these workshops this summer. And like I said, we have one coming up. And we're going over some audio production training within the workshops, and we're also tying in oral storytelling and folklore. So we're having we have a lot of different elements that we bring in, and depending on who's coming to the workshop, we might tailor it to specialize in one of those areas. But we always do ground our workshops and all our events in the folklore, which is the customs and traditions of the population we're serving or talking to. So for instance, for these workshops, we invited two guest military folklorists, Eric Eliason and Tad Talaya, to come to our workshops and kind of give us a background on military folklore as a way to frame our workshops and as a way to distinguish it as a Texas Folklife format, or that is not the right word. But yeah, that's what I meant, folklore. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
What I'm saying? So that's another key element. And then within that, we get into, what is it to be an active listener when you're participating in an interview as the interviewee or the interviewer? And then we're just using these different radio production as well as oral storytelling skills to have whoever's coming to our workshop, whether you're active or inactive in service, to tell your story. And we're hoping that we're providing these tools to help you find, help the veterans find, I'm talking to you right now, I guess. If you're listening, we want, you to tell your story and also to find the commonalities you might have with other service members that you might not see that you have, but you do. And so that's really a way to ground the storytelling and also bring in some sort of media skills as well.
Yeah, and then for our writing classes, I don't know about for you guys, but we don't require that the stories that they write or the poems be about their military experience. It's really up to them, whatever they want to write. They're mm-hmm. just getting basic skills in writing. we just, like you said, frame it that way of kind of these are the things you guys all have in common and maybe how you can bond with each other as you're working on these stories. And we found a lot of the stories that came out of it were about their military service, right, or about something that they'd been through and in their life that they were working through.
Right. Like, for the first workshop, everyone that came was really open. I mean, I think within the first hour, we're hearing a story. We were hearing a military story and something that was not expected or that I hadn't expected to hear. We're going to hear one of the stories today. And it was a Russian linguist who served at the Defense Language Institute in 1988. And that was not something I expected to hear. And her name is Vanessa Morgan. We're going to hear from her. And that story just came up, you know, within the first hour, I think we started hearing her story. And it was so interesting because I think she's telling us later she had talked about some things she had totally forgot about or had never talked about. So it was fascinating to be able to witness that and be a part of that.
Should we play that now?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you want to set it up a little more?
Yeah, I'll set it up. So this is a 3-minute audio piece that was created during our July workshop at the Texas Folklife Gallery. And you're going to be hearing Vanessa Morgan tell her story of being in the Army Reserves at the DLI. And then the narrator is actually one of our guest folklorists, Tad Talea.
The Presidio, Monterey, California. Vanessa Morgan is a 21-year-old Army reservist studying Russian at the government's famed Defense Language Institute. For an hour or so each day, she listens through headphones to sounds like these.
13-567-12. Although this may sound like some mysterious Russian code, the translation is actually 13-567-12. Listening and transcribing numbers was a huge part of my Russian education in Monterey.
In a recent conversation, Vanessa spoke warmly about her DLI experience. She mentioned the movie Private Benjamin.
Just to bring you a little extra happiness.
This is Judy Benjamin.
Oh, my!
That's for the future, not Lord and Taylor, you know.
All her life, she got everything she ever wanted, and a few things she didn't.
I did join the Army, but I joined a different Army. I joined the one with the condos and the private rooms.
There was a picture that was shown, and she said, I wanted the Army with the condos. And in fact, those condos were at DLI before I was there. But from what I understand, they were torn down because they were substandard housing. And in fact, I had the opportunity that I was in brand new barracks that sort of overlooked the bay and were up on a hill. And we had our own physical training PT field right there where we'd, in the mornings, we'd walk up through the fog in Monterey and do our jumping jacks and push-ups and sit-ups and run around the track a few times. I think that was 3 times a week, very early in the morning.
It's clear that 30 years later, Vanessa still has fond memories of her year at DLI.
Merhaba, İsmirin.
Kifet. Привет.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Merhaban.
Salam.
Привет.
Здравствуйте.
This story was produced by Vanessa Morgan and Tad Talea with assistance from Kate Murray for Stories from Deep in the Heart, a project of Texas Folklife.
Okay, you're listening to the Community Pilot Show, and this is April Sullivan with VSA Texas and Danae Johnson from Texas Folklife. Yep. And that piece that we just heard was a piece of audio, a story that was done at your workshop that you recently did for veterans. And then I wanted to read a poem from one of our veterans from the workshops we've been doing. Let's see. This is by Tracy L. Brown Green. She was in the U.S. Army from 1995 to 2018, and she served in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is called Spirit. The spirit to inspire, showing the support and sense of mutual pain. The spirit is always maintain, show patience. Patience to deal with all the broken dreams and unnecessary nonsense. The poise to deal with others when your mind, body, and soul go against your spirit. The spirit to overcome. Inspire many. We inspire the young and old to do better when their only drive is to leave and let go. The inspiration to help yourself when others stop supporting. The spirit to push through. Respect yourself and remember their legacy. You can give respect and be disrespected. Just remember, they fought for us and we will never forget. We set out to do with the support from our family and Texan spirit, the spirit to support each other's dreams. Individuals today, a team tomorrow. And once individual minds come together, let's show our support. Whether near or far, we will always be together. We have shown each other love and built a bond. The spirit to be open and listen. Together, we can accomplish it all. You will never be alone as long as you have a phone. Call one of us anytime or add all of us to the line. Our spirits have come together and we will withstand any weather. As we depart our team today, our spirits will always stay connected. We will continue to push and heal each other with our spirit.
That's lovely. That was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really
nice. And kind of gives that the whole spirit of the project that we're working on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how long did it take to produce that poem, may I ask? Was it one day?
She was in one of our writing classes, so I'm not really sure. At the end of the series of classes, we request them to send in anything they want published. So we have a book coming out, our annual publication, the Reintegration Project, and so we'll have copies at our event. So do you want to tell people about our event?
Oh, sure. Yes, our event is next Monday, and we'll be presenting more of these stories, the short radio pieces, some longer audio pieces, and then I believe we have a lot of people coming and presenting different poems and reading their poems. There will be veterans that are reading their own work. As well as we'll have the two guest instructors I mentioned earlier, the military folklorist Eric Eliason and Tad Talia will also be kind of giving us some background on military folklore, the event. So it's going to be a great event. You're going to hear a range of different voices and different creative works, from poetry to the writings to the radio documentary pieces.
So it's Monday, August 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Temple at the Cultural Activities Center, and the website to get information?
The website is www.texasfolklife.org, and as soon as you go to that website, you will see more information about the event there, like as soon as you log on there.
Okay, great. And we're going to listen to one more of your stories, so tell us what that one is.
Okay, yes, we're going to listen to another story that was produced at the Texas Folklife Gallery in July by Sherry Holdridge. And she is someone that did not serve in the military. She had wanted to, but she never did. But she is actually married to the Vanessa Morgan, the piece we just listened to. So this is her partner, and she's going to tell you what women in the military mean to her.
Who are the women who will help retain the needed manpower for the production battle at home? Who are the women who will help fight our country's war? It's Mary Jones and Jane Doe. It's the idle housewife and the girl next door. Oh yes, it's your war too, Miss and Mrs. America.
I think all people, especially women, had to be super strong at that point in time because they were having to hold it together and even hold down the fort from a country standpoint, because they're the ones who were making the supplies and kind of keeping our economics going in America.
That's Sherry Holdridge describing the strength and fearlessness that carried many women through the home front trials during World War II, including her grandmother. Jean Singleton, known as Nana to her grandchildren, was born in 1921 in San Antonio. She was the second born of six brothers and sisters. Like many Americans at that time, they were poor. She cited that they lived in a cave and on the beach on occasion because jobs were scarce. She and her family had to be hard workers because if you didn't work hard, you didn't survive. Her father and grandfather both worked 24/7 in the Navy, night shifts at the grocery store, and in the Houston shipyards. Her uncles, too, served in the military. But before that, her grandmother volunteered in a polio ward caring for children, including her own daughter. It was her grandmother's example of resiliency and courage that influenced Sherry most. She wanted to become like her, and her patriotism was shaped by her.
I feel a very strong connection with America and being American and all the culture that came with that from the 40s with the movie stars and the war. They made the war kind of romantic sounding, but even though I know it wasn't in reality. And then I loved that a lot of strong women were involved in our country at the time my grandmother, you know, was young. And so those stories that she shared with me influenced me as I was growing up. So I always had a very strong connection with America. And when products were starting to be sent to be made overseas and seeing car plants being closed and people losing their jobs, and these are Americans, and they're not at war, and we're tearing our country apart by saying we don't care about that. And then in Vietnam, of course, no one celebrated the Vietnam vets coming home. And so I felt like I wanted to do something about it.
Sherry did do something about it. In 2012, she started reaching out to manufacturers who chose not to move their operations overseas. She created the Made in America store, Oh Say USA, like the national anthem, and she did create jobs. This story was produced by Sherry Holdridge and narrated by Taylor, with assistance from Kate Murray, for Stories from Deep in the Heart, a project of Texas Folk Life.
All right, that was another podcast piece that was put together at your most recent class, right, Danae?
Yeah, just a few weeks ago.
So if you would interested in hearing more of these types of stories and poems and readings, we have a listening party on Monday, August 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cultural Activity Center in Temple. And you can find out more information at texasfolklife.org or vsatx.org. And we've also got Facebook for both of us where you can find details. And thank you so much, Greg. We really appreciate you having us in the studio.
It's always a pleasure to have some other voices on the pilot show. It's actually what we have the show designed for, is to give voice to our community. So thank you very much for both of your contributions and what you do for our community and our veterans especially.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.